Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. 1-1, let's do it.
All right, and welcome to the TagCast Podcast. I am Gatch.
I'm Terry. I'm the white guy.
And we are here today with Barry O'Toole.
Who's Barry O'Toole?
Barry O'Toole is our friend from Boston.
Where'd you meet him?
We met at the Dixie. The Dixie Creek Saloon.
He doesn't know the goddamn story.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
You know, we were there one night. We were watching, I think it was a ska band, wasn't it?
I'm not into it.
Ska?
Ska.
Ska? Oh, maybe it wasn't ska. No. I don't know what it was.
I think it was an Aerosmith tribute band.
An Aerosmith tribute band, yes.
Now we're
it
talking.
Was. Yes. Yeah.
Now we're fucking talking.
We know Barry loves Aerosmith.
Yep.
Barry loves some Aerosmith. He loves it. The soundtrack to my summer.
Yeah, so that's our sponsor for this episode, the Dixie Creek Saloon, where you can go and meet cool people from abroad and across the fucking United States.
It's right on I-5, right on the traveling.
It's not on I-5.
Not on 99 is right perpendicular.
Are you on crack?
Parallel. What is going on here? I am not. All right, well, it's right on Highway 99. You can't miss it.
32994, I know the address.
Yeah.
I'm friends with the guy
right
that owns
tangent.
It.
Right in tangent.
I know the guy that owns
friendly.
It.
It's a nice
place.
They
got some great food. And,
I was walking south on Highway 99.
Yeah.
On my way to Eugene.
Walking. Yeah.
I was walking.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, I ended up here on the West Coast after a bit of a bender.
Uh-huh.
And
you'd been drinking?
There was a moment of recovery.
Uh-huh.
When I realized that I was in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, or amongst the trees.
Amongst the trees, my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a bad place to be.
These trees were all conifers. Not a lot of deciduous trees.
Yeah, not around here. No, there isn't.
No, it's a beautiful place, the Dixie.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy, oh.
Yeah, so where were you going when you were walking down to Eugene?
I was headed down to Eugene to flop out at this broad's house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. And this broad, you'd known her a long time?
No, she was a cousin of my second cousin.
Really?
Yeah. That's totally legal.
It's about as legal as it gets.
Is that legal in Boston?
I had to get out, though. Things got a little weird.
Yeah.
And that was that. I mean, you know, I was in Boston drinking. I think at some point I must have made the decision to come on out to the Pacific Northwest.
You must have, yeah. So you're on a bender there, and you just ended up here.
The only other thing I can think is that I was trying to catch a boat.
Yeah, trying to catch a boat?
I don't know that. I was trying to get out to the other side of the United States.
Right? Yeah. You made it.
You made it over to the coast.
I'm here, and I got to tell you, I don't think I'm fucking leaving.
Right on.
It's a great place, yeah.
Yeah.
God, jeez. I mean, you got all great, great fucking sausage out here, man. God.
Have you been to Wisconsin? I hear they got great sausage over there.
Not a fan of cheese.
No.
Cheese and I don't get along.
Have you ever worn cheese on your head like they do over there? Just like
not a sports fan.
No, not a sports fan.
No.
Not from Boston.
Then I like
Boston,
you.
Even in Boston,
city.
I know they like the they like the baseball and all that shit. There, I never got into it.
Maybe that's why you yearned to leave.
Yeah. Yearned.
That's why you yearned on the Fenway wall.
Most of the vans I slept in didn't have radios. So.
That sucks.
How many, when you're in Boston, how many, on average a year, how many tea parties do you have?
That's a very interesting question. Most Bostonians will tell you there's only really been one tea party.
One?
That's correct.
But you don't make tea party references when you're drinking tea. Do people drink tea there? It seems like people wouldn't
really
want...
Well, sure. I mean, folks are drinking tea. You know, every year they have a...
seems sacrilegious.
A reenactment of the the original Boston Tea Party.
Do they?
They
Who
fill
wins?
The harbor full
they
of do. Tea?
There's a lot of hardcores out there that go for that sort of thing.
So, but if they dumped all the tea in there, it just seems like you'd just get your cup. And just drink some tea, right?
Do they have tea bagging parties out there?
I don't...
you're not familiar with
not
that?
Not a big fan of tea bagging. However, I had a cousin that worked as a tea bagger all summer, and he answered an ad on Craigslist. Didn't work out.
No.
Didn't work out.
That
wasn't quite what he was going for.
That sounds kind of shady. I would never be tea bagging with a guy on Craigslist.
Yeah.
That's a little scary.
So you ever go over to Cheers over there, the famous bar?
Never been.
Never been?
I have, however, been to the Cheers in Issaquah, Washington.
Does everybody know your name there?
No.
No.
I was there for about 2 days.
Oh, so they're open 24 hours a day?
2 days straight.
It's in a mall parking lot.
Oh.
So, and I, you know... When you move around as much as I do, you just hope and pray there's a goddamn Walmart somewhere so you can spend the night, you know, cruising around, find a car to sleep your ass off.
When you find Walmart,
some samples at the donut counter, you know. Just
when you find Walmart, you're not homeless anymore.
That
you
is
can
true
live on samples.
This is my fucking bedroom right now, Walmart parking lot.
I'm more of a forager, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forage.
You like to live in the forest?
No, urban foraging.
Oh, okay.
Urban foraging.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
I was thinking nuts and berries.
So were you raised in Boston?
No, I was not.
I heard you say you move around a lot, but you've got a thick Bostonian accent that doesn't
it's
seem
true
to quit.
Yeah.
Did you like to listen to Boston a lot when you were growing up, the band Boston?
Wasn't a fan.
No. Have you heard the story of Bradley Delp, the singer of Boston? He killed himself in his bedroom by lighting up a couple barbecues with some charcoal and then laying down in the bathroom on a pillow and just he used to work for Son of a Bocce before he sang. He did. Serious. This is serious. As funny as it
so
is.
So this was like a family thing.
Yeah, and I think he was bummed out because Boston had broken up. And I can't say the word Boston without saying boss. It's a boss. But anyway, I listened to Boston because I was raised by hippies, so I couldn't help it.
So what do you do? Who discovered him? You know, I mean, what do you do if you walk into a situation like that? You're coming over to check on your uncle. You open up the bedroom door. You walk in, and there's two barbecues raging, and the room's filled with smoke. I'm going home. I'm grabbing my fish. I'm getting whatever I got in the freezer.
Yeah.
I'm calling up some friends,
you're
and you're going to turn it into
chips
a wake.
That's
one
right
way or the other, it's going to become a wake.
You're soaking some wood chips. And
it was actually
down on that.
Actually quite courteous of him to do it that way.
Yeah,
it was.
At least
he
even
went the coals ready.
He went in the bathroom and just lay down on the pillow and said, "Good night, you guys. I'm
don't
out.
Bother me. I'm just sleeping in here."
Son of a bocce. On the floor.
So you're So you're new to the area, right? You know,
new
right?
To the area, relatively. I've been here a few days.
Yeah. So are you got a job yet or anything? You looking for work? What's going on there?
A job?
Yeah.
What the fuck's that?
Well, I don't. You know, are you looking for what kind of experience do you have? Maybe we can get you a job on here by one of our listeners.
When I was hoofing down Highway 99, I saw a phenomenon, the likes of which most people where I'm from have never seen.
And what was that?
Apparently, over here, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, beer cans are worth a nickel apiece.
What?
Hells yeah.
That is crazy.
You can make a living off that shit up in here.
It is, yeah. You know, and even not just the cans, but the plastic bottles as well.
I was dumbfounded.
Yeah, and I think the water bottles now.
Everything except for, like, I don't know.
Piss jugs.
Four Loko.
Yeah, milk
no
jugs.
Deposit. No, well, the milk jugs are great from Dairy Mart for the homeless people. They will buy like 2 gallons of milk and just dump with their food card and just dump out the milk. You get 90 cents for each container.
To recycle them?
That's incredible.
No, it's a Merlin jug, and it's 90 cents because they want you to bring it back, you know. So,
oh, okay.
They just buy a few of those and dump out the milk and then trade them in and get a Four Loko.
A Four Loko?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy energy drink / alcohol?
I don't think it's energy drink. It's like Mad Dog with a kick. Okay.
I've had a few Four Lokos in my time. I wanted to interject for a minute and thank you for letting me know about this new job opportunity.
Which
I might stay in Oregon a little bit longer.
For the can hunting?
Now that I know I can go down to the Dairy Mart.
Oh, yeah. For sure. If you got an Oregon Trail card.
And buy Merlot containers, dump out the wine, and then go in and get a fucking Four Loko.
Yeah.
Well,
that's, yeah.
Merlokin, though. That sounds like a great name for a band. Merlokin.
Merlokin. For... Merlocal. Yep, it's a lucrative business up here, you know, where they take shit back, you can trade it in, and they don't just toss shit off into the road back there in Boston, or no deposit.
They just threw
no
in the bay like the Tea Party.
Are you sure?
No.
Oh.
That's fucking...
No, we actually have a lot of respect for our land, my friend.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you know this, but he's a Native American.
I am.
Gatch.
I couldn't tell by the sound
of
his voice.
If you want to give me some land, you can.
You should talk more like, hey, I ain't giving that shit back, Indian giver.
I always, anytime somebody says, hey, I always say, now you're speaking my language.
Hi-yo.
Hey.
What's hi-ya? That was Native American humor. I'm a little bit hoarse.
Yeah, did you know Rodney King recently died?
Who's Rodney King?
He's a black man that got beat down by four white police officers and started the L.A. riots back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys call them riots over here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys call them? Party?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, some cars tend to get turned over, you know. This is one of these things that...
And you're not into sports?
Yeah.
You're still turning cars over?
I don't watch the games, you know. I don't start them up, you know, anything like that.
I thought you may be a Red Sox fan.
You just know when there's a party going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of how I make my living, so.
You make your living by partying?
Yeah, partying.
He's a rioter.
Oh, wow.
No better way. Now that I live in Oregon, I just found out, you know, three new ways to make money. My wheels are turning, my friend.
Yeah. You know, you can also, Paris Hilton, she makes money by partying. She makes money just showing up to parties. People pay her.
She's just famous for being famous.
Yeah.
Which is just weird to me. Yeah. What are you famous for? Because I'm famous.
You think she charges extra to bring her dog?
Fuck, I don't know.
That's incredible.
Yeah. That's an all-in deal. I would like to get paid to go to parties, though. That would be great.
Just to make an appearance? How long do you have to stay? Like, give you $1,000 or just show up at the Dixie?
Well, it would be a one-time fee, and then you would go... That would probably include 2 or 4 hours, and then you would add on an extra hour.
Do you got to give, like, a whoop-whoop or something while you're there?
Yeah, you would have to do. You would have to do any trademark kind of sayings that
you have.
So
you'd, like, show up, and you'd be like, what?
What? Yeah. Anytime anybody would say anything, I'd go, what?
Yeah.
Or I can do impersonations like, did I do that? I can be that guy.
That was spot on, dude.
Yeah.
That was fucking flawless.
Or,
do another one. Give me your Christopher Walken.
I don't have a Christopher Walken.
I do a decent Walken.
Okay.
Yeah?
Let's hear that.
Here I am. Stranded.
That is good.
That's the best I could do.
Oh, that was a short one. I was waiting for more. I was like,
that's it.
Damn it.
I heard a comedian do it one time. And
was he
so
Asian?
It's more of an impression of an impression.
I can see that. Yeah.
This is my impression of John Travolta doing an impression of Christopher Walken. Yo, Mr. Cartier. I don't know. I'm just...
That was very nice.
Yeah.
Did you watch that show much when you were growing up?
Welcome back.
Either one of you?
I did.
I watched a bit of Carter as a kid. Yeah. I mean.
Did you ever see that one where Washington was hooked on speed?
What?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
I did see the episode of, what was it? The one with, Arnold and Different Strokes.
Yeah.
Where somebody had said, some kid had snorted some cocaine in a classroom and died on the spot.
What'd you talk about, Willis?
Died on the spot. Like, his fucking heart exploded, man.
Wow.
Heart exploded.
In the episode?
In the episode.
They said
that was it.
And it was Arnold from Different Strokes?
I believe it was Different Strokes.
Huh.
Yeah.
It was probably...
No. It might have been head of the class.
I think it was Todd Bridges.
I think it was head of the class.
Arnold, that was the guy with the glasses, right?
Yeah, it wasn't those kids. I think it might have been head of the class. But don't ask me, because, you know...
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
His brain's kind of clouded up with booze. he was drunk when we picked him up. He was fucking drunk when we picked him up.
Yep.
We had to go down to the school and pick him up down there. He was hanging out, drinking beer, selling weed to kids. Which is also lucrative in Oregon because it's legal the kid has their card. I don't know if they have that in Boston.
If I had weed, I wouldn't be selling it.
No?
No, sir, I would not. I heard a lot about this part of the country and you know, all that. And it's great. You know, Boston is a real, real college town. There's a lot of lot of action in Boston, for sure. But you know, the things I heard about the Pacific Northwest, I just have yet to partake.
Oh, wow.
Is there a lot of punkers out in Boston?
I guess if you're into that sort of thing, there's a lot of transvestites, too. But, you know, it depends on which bar you go to.
Every time I go to Seattle, I see a transvestite. We took our daughter up there, and she was pretty stoked. She came around the corner. She's like, Mom, I just saw my first transvestite. Look, she's got an Adam's apple and everything.
Last time I went to Seattle, I said the same thing about it was about being offered crack. Mom, I got offered crack this time.
Who said that?
I did.
You got offered crack?
Oh, yeah, in Seattle when I was in the cab and somebody was inside the store in the Ralph's or whatever convenience store it was. And I was in the back of the taxi waiting. And some guy comes up to me and I roll the window down. I don't even, that's probably not wise, but he's all.
Was it a black
gentleman? It was. And he hands his hand in, shows me this rock. He's like, you want to buy a rock?
Are you sure it wasn't Ivory Soap?
Well, it might have been, you know, because who hands it in there and, like, I could have swiped it.
Yeah, you could have just, like, stuffed it up your nose.
Yeah, I could have went and just vacuumed it right up.
It wouldn't have worked. You know, you got to break down a crack rock with a little bit of lemon juice before you can snort it. It's all alkaline. You got to add some acid to that.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's like the Bad Food Network.
I don't think the guy had too much to worry about with you. Yeah. You know, he was...
Have you ever did any bath salts? We've been trying to find someone who's done bath salts.
Never done bath salts.
You want to try them on the air?
Is that like a meth or something? What's that?
I think it's a designer drug.
Did you hear about that guy that got his face ate off in Florida?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That guy that ate his face off was on
a very large part of the homeless community is aware of that story.
Yeah. You better be watching out for these people on the bath salts because they'll eat your face off. And I just heard from the neighbor that he got his face sewn back on.
He got an ass grafted onto his face, maybe.
Now he looks like ass face.
It's impossible to think that man could have much of a face left.
No, he looks incredible. I mean, he still looks really fucked up, but he looks way better than he did. So, so they're doing bath salts, and that's the new thing. You can buy them in the head shops.
Mm-hmm. They're just called bath salts because they can get away with selling it.
Well, what does it do to you? What's it the
makes,
high?
It know? Makes you go totally fucking batshit crazy is what it
yeah,
does.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, Ellis, I've never done it. That's why we want to talk to somebody that's done it.
We're trying to get someone to come on the show and do it at the beginning of the episode
and
we'll
then
see what they're doing.
For like at least the first 5 minutes. That's all we can guarantee.
That's revolutionary.
It is. You know?
It's kind of like a free high that you just, it's kind of like we're going to study you and what you're doing.
Yeah. I always wanted to make a movie, but it was just a continuous 8 hour, well, maybe even longer. You put different personalities into a room that are willing to take different levels of acid and they just have them in a padded room. You just record the trip. I mean, they'd have to be consensual, but, you know.
That would be good. Like dose them.
Yeah. You could just dose them.
Yeah.
I once saw a bit on 2020 with Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Hugh Downs was doing the narrating for the story. But the story was all about this Jimson weed, which grows all over out here. I mean, it's everywhere, and apparently, a lot of the teenagers around here many years ago were aware of it. You know, and that was I tried that thing. We're on the same, relatively, but going across the U.S., there's
longitude
stuff that grows all
latitude.
Over the place and all that. We got our mushrooms that grow over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get a lot of... When the dead were coming through, there was a whole lot of acid going around, you know?
Yeah.
But that Jimson weed, I saw this thing on 2020 about it, and they did that. They isolated these individuals. They put them in rooms, and they gave them a little tea made of this these seeds from this Jimson weed or something.
Mm-hmm. And experimented on them?
They filmed it, and they put together about 5 minutes on the thing, and it looked like fun, my friend.
Yeah?
Like, I, you know, maybe a few years back when I was a little bit more comfortable, I had a mattress and a blanket and shit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, oh, my goodness, these folks looked like they were having a good time.
I don't know.
Doing stuff they weren't even doing. It was incredible.
Doing stuff they weren't even doing.
It was incredible.
Yeah, my friend bought some what they call legal weed at a head shop, and he came home and took two bong hits and thought he was frying on acid for 45 minutes. Which, why can they sell that stuff? It's just like incense or something that you smoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like herbal blend of some kind of.
I used to order this incense out of the back of High Times magazine that said in really small letters, please don't, and then the word smoke was in bold letters and it was underlined, and then hour was in really small letters, and then the next word was opium in gigantic letters, and then it said the last word was incense. So you're flipping through the edge, and you see this advertisement, and it says, please smoke our opium incense. So I used to buy that stuff. I would light it up. It smelled delicious. I mean, it smelled fantastic, but
it didn't taste that good.
Problem is all it really does is mess up your sinuses, because I stood over it. You know, I tried it with the paper bag. I poked a hole. I stuck the incense in the bag, and I would huff the bag. Like, just like glue, you know?
I
used to.
Doesn't work.
I've smoked that Indokind stuff that was in there.
Fake
weed. Ordered an ounce of that. Yeah, and I saved it, and we didn't have any weed.
Did you sell it to your friends?
And no, and so we smoked it between three of us, and just smoked probably a dozen joints of the stuff.
Headache.
And it got like free that kava we were taking. We didn't get high at all.
You didn't?
We got sore throats like a motherfucker, though.
Well, that's worth the money right there, I guess.
You know, it would have been a better story to, like, smoke a joint of flies or something like that.
Whoa. Yeah. That's like smoking water skippers.
Yeah, yeah. I am a big fan of.
Have you ever smoked
water.
A water skipper?
I've eaten a few.
Have you?
Accidentally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I accidentally smoked a water skipper once.
Did you know that, I think it's on average you eat, average human eats 8 spiders a year.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I got bit on the lip by a spider one time. I woke up and my lip was all fucked up, swelled up.
Was kissing you?
Yeah, I guess so. It was making out with me while I was sleeping.
Wow.
I'd woken up with one of the larger East Coast spiders. A house spider on the East Coast is very gigantic, you know.
Yeah.
The kids call them hand spiders because they get as big as your hand.
Wow.
Know? And when you wake up and you roll, you know, you wake up in the morning, you roll over, and you don't feel it because you're just prying your face off, you know, wrinkled up pillows and all that.
Yeah, it's probably like a zombie thing.
You go into the bathroom, you look at yourself in the fucking mirror, and there's a huge spider resting on the side of your face. And when you peel a spider off your face, you got a fucking imprint of a spider on your face, man. I mean,
wow,
it's a little freaky.
It's kind of scary sounding.
It is. It's a little
that
freaky,
is.
Man.
We got big spiders out here in Oregon, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, my friends just found a black widow out there past Brownsville, and they put it in a jar, and they're going to send it to somebody who studies some shit or something. Yeah, I don't know.
That ain't no whiskey in a jar.
No, in a jarro.
What is
whiskey
a jarro?
Whiskey in the jarro.
I've always wondered what a jarro was.
It's James Hetfield ripping off somebody. What, Thin Lizzy or something?
Yeah, Thin Lizzy for sure.
Yeah.
There's a large Irish population in Boston, so we don't slack on our Thin Lizzy.
No. Oh, shit. The boys are back in town.
Yeah, if you like the fucking radio. And that's all.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that their only song?
God damn like, you.
No, more like the Emerald or something.
Now we're talking.
That's a good tune. You a big Thin Lizzy fan at all? You, Dustin?
I was a big fan of Phil Lynott, right? In that War of the World soundtrack that he did. Are you familiar with that? That
no.
He did with the mood Justin Hayward?
Not really.
Yeah, it was a War of the World soundtrack from the 70s that Phil Lynott played bass on a few songs, and I think maybe even sang. It was a big, it was a musical, actually, and then they
I've never even heard of that, dude. So
it's like 2 or 3
thanks
discs.
I'm blown away.
I had no
idea.
Well, there's some
out.
Maybe. Just there is some famous big actors in it too. I want to say like
George
Charlton
Clooney,
Heston, but it wasn't like Charlton Heston, but it was up there like that.
Yeah, real.
Yeah, it's worth checking out.
Man.
It's a real cool
Planet of the Apes
cool soundtrack.
You know,
NRA.
Soiling Green. I never did check out No Thin Lizzy as an album. No.
Wayne's World 2.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah.
God damn. Aerosmith was in, you know, Aerosmith was in that stuff.
You like a lot of Aerosmith back in the day, growing up in Boston?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right.
I got to admit, I was more into the Southern rock.
Wow.
Yeah? Like some Skynyrd?
No. I said Southern rock, my friend.
Southern wrong? Southern rock?
Southern rock. I'm talking about Cactus, you know, Allman Brothers Band.
Yeah. What about the Cashew Brothers? If you like the Almond Brothers, you might like the Cashew
Brothers. I never enjoyed any of the Cashew Brothers. And that's a fucking low blow.
Almond. Greg Almond. You got in trouble. Lynyrd Skynyrd's not Southern rock, my friend.
Is it not?
Not according to Barry.
Well, where are they from?
They're from Gainesville, Florida.
I thought they were from Alabama.
I'm pretty sure they're from Alabama.
I thought they were from Gainesville.
Gainesville. No,
sweet home Gainesville?
Florida.
No, I think that's where the Almond Brothers are.
Google it.
Huh.
Blue Waffle.
Hotlanta.
Good.
I'm all lightheaded now. Wow. That
got
was
you.
A nice one.
Got you on that one, didn't I?
Yeah, I know. I didn't even what?
You like
didn't even twat get to the what?
Waffle.
Georgia.
You ever been to Georgia?
Yes,
on your
I have.
Traverses?
It's been on my mind.
I walked from North Carolina through Georgia into Florida.
Holy shit.
To panhandle at Walt Disney World for the summer season.
You must have some calluses on your feet, dude. Walking.
I'll tell you what's really...
Walk, Barry, walk.
What's really amazing about using your feet to get where you go is being able to maintain your gigantic fucking stature.
That's an important thing.
That might be a bit confusing for you fellas.
Yeah.
However, the fact of the matter is, I have a watch that tells me the times in all four time zones. I know when the delis are throwing out the corn dogs, and I walk up to the back and I get pretty much anything I want.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone right now.
I love a good corn dog though. Corn dog is. I once wanted to, I did try, because hello is a boring greeting, don't you guys think? I mean, it doesn't incite any reaction. When I say hello to somebody, they're like, hey, you know, hello.
What do you say?
It's so standard.
How's it going?
No, just say corn dog, because then at least people are like, what the fuck? You get some sort of reaction. You know, it's more than the basic just like hello. That's just
What if you're walking down the street, right, and you see a dude coming down the sidewalk towards you.
Uh-huh.
You're coming towards each other, and you've got like what 4 second window to say, and you're like,
corn dog.
Hey, how's it going? And they're like, well, wait, stop. Today was pretty cool. I went and paid some bills. Like, are you gonna say how's it going and just fucking go?
Yeah, I
fucking
always
thanks for asking,
too.
Dude.
Yeah,
it's like you go in the bank and they're like,
you
hi, how are you today? Do you really want to know how I'm doing, or you just want to fucking give me my money, bitch?
Yeah, exactly.
Just give me my money and shut the fuck up.
What if you walked up there and you said corn dog?
She'd say, excuse me, sir?
Exactly.
Can I help you?
I think it depends on the kind of person you're dealing with. I mean, if you're walking, I do a lot of panhandling.
Yeah?
Yeah, walking down the street there.
Uh-huh.
And
We call it spanging up here.
Most people on the street will not make eye contact with you.
Yeah.
They will not make eye contact. You can walk along and just smile and get your whole thing together,
uh-huh.
and they will not make eye contact with you.
Do you ever carry a sign, a cardboard sign?
You should try saying corn dog to them, and they'll
I'm relatively
like,
new
give you
to this.
A weird
I've only,
look.
I've only been on the pavers for about 2 months now.
Well, I could give you some tips, because I know a lot of homeless people. They carry signs around these parts where they write something witty and clever on it that says, give me a dollar, or in your case, a dollar. Give me a dollar, and then you just stand on the corner. You just stand there, and they give you a dollar, or else they don't. And I saw some bums up in Portland, or homeless people, not bums, and they have actually gotten so lazy that they just sit on a bucket with a strap on their sign to where they're not even standing or holding their sign. They're just... They're lounging on the corner with a strap around their neck that says, every little bit helps. And they just give people money. So I don't know if they do that out in Boston. But out here, you can make a pretty good living just looking scroungy and standing on the sidewalk.
I saw it. I saw it on the freeway interchange up in the University District in Seattle, Washington.
Yep.
All right. So over there, when you come off by the Rainbow Bar, that bar on the corner is the Rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So I'm up there for a little while because I got to tell you, Lake Washington is beautiful this time of year. So, you know, so I'm up there for a little bit in the spring. And I tell you what, I saw a guy standing on the I-5 interchange. There's two lanes of traffic coming up this thing, three in other spots. And he's grungy and he's holding up his sign. And I thought, man, I got a little bit of money in my pocket. I should go down to the, who's that guy that sells the suits up here? I saw him on the TV in front of the Best Buy. George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman.
That fella.
Yeah.
I'll get one of his suits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get myself a dry erase board and a briefcase from the Goodwill.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to write on this dry erase board, I'm going to write, will work. For 401k. Corner office. Corner office.
Full benefits.
Full benefits. Yeah. Including dental and vision. Yeah, right? So don't skip on the dental, my friend. I'm going to write all this on the dry erase board. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to throw that fucker off the side. And I'm going to stand there in my three-piece suit with my dry erase board and my briefcase and show that sign to all these bastards that are driving up there.
Yeah.
And if I don't get any money, at least I'll get a lot of fucking high fives.
Yeah. You will.
A lot of fucking high fives, man. A lot of people that are out there working their asses off, you know, might just throw me a high five.
Yeah. Now, I saw a guy up there.
Make it all worthwhile.
Or I might just end up with a job, but hey, you know, that's worst case scenario.
Yeah. I was going up to a basketball game up there one time, and it was a busy intersection there. And there was a guy standing in the middle. There was the island in between the four ways. And he had the sign that said, "Bet you can't hit me with a quarter."
Did you chuck one at him?
We collectively as a car probably threw $5-6 at him. We at least hit the car.
See how easy it is when you sweep it up
at a busy interception like that. But we saw him like 2-3 times going up to games up there, and that had to be a rich. But I was just wondering that, you know, I wondered that the next time I was going to bring up a roll of quarters.
Just throw a fucking $10 at him. Back, smack. That's awesome. I roll up and say, I'll give you $25 if you can do 100 push-ups before the light turns red.
There you go.
Sorry.
That's what I like. If somebody's willing to do something for it.
Oh, sorry.
If somebody's willing to do something for a little extra change, that's cool. You know, if somebody's playing a guitar on the street, you know, I'll give them some change. They're just holding a sign, you know.
Holding a sign.
Okay. I'm less tempted to, you know, hand over.
You ever see that dude down at like 6th and Polk in Eugene? He's got a sign that says, "I need 57 cents. He's had the same sign for like 2 years. He's like,
I guess he hasn't gotten any.
And there's another dude that has one that says, "I won't lie. I need a dollar for a beer." And people, when they, at least he's honest. Here's a dollar.
That's a pretty common sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a beer.
Yeah.
But who doesn't? I mean,
exactly,
I have three t-shirts that surmise the same thing, you know.
No one's giving you, and you paid for that shirt. They didn't pay for their sign.
Here's your sign. You out of here, Jeff? All right. We're going to talk to Jeff later. Rock on, brother. Thanks for your help. Do they have that in Boston, medicinal marijuana?
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's marijuana that you smoke, but it's...
Well, we smoke a lot of marijuana over in Boston, but there's not a lot of talk about needing it for medical purposes. Most of the folks you run into on the street, your professionals, you name it, everybody's got a fucking flask. So
of weed?
There's not a... Oh, my friend. Fine whiskey. Typically, it's fine whiskey, but you find yourself in the company of a lot of young ladies that tend to carry around the fucking coconut flavored schnapps, some bizarre concoction that's gonna.
How does that taste? I don't think I've ever had it. I guess it would taste like coconut, right?
Never had it, my friend. Never had it.
It's sissy. It's for sissies.
Yeah.
Give me the Mad Dog. Give me the Andre Duck.
Is it really for sissies if you're drinking root beer schnapps? I mean, that stuff's pretty fucking nasty.
Coconut.
it can't be that bad.
Could you make a German chocolate cake from coconut?
There's coconut in it.
Yeah, from the coconut schnapps.
I heard there's a drink that the German chocolate cake that's got the Kahlua, you know, it's so popular over here. It's got the Kahlua and the coconut schnapps, a coconut liqueur, And yeah,
I'd try it.
Apparently, it's all the rage.
Yeah, kids these days with their newfangled.
Did you know that German chocolate cake is not from Germany? It is actually that was the last name of the baker, German.
Mr. German.
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah.
I wonder where his ancestors came from.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Was that his last name or his first name, Mr. Dr. German?
It was both.
Because typically,
his name was German.
Typically, if you meet a guy, if you meet a guy named Bobby Italian, odds are, you know, he's full of shit. You probably, you know, kind of judge, you know, fucking Johnny Ireland. How you doing,
Dustin Two Feather?
Yeah.
Toof.
Yeah. It's Two Creeks.
Two Creeks. Dustin Two Creeks.
Dustin Wenatchee Valley and 5 days walk northward. I mean, that's a long name, you know.
It's hard to remember that.
Yeah, but no one.
Or rather,
else is
you know, from Canada all the way down to mid California, Dustin Canada to Canada to Central California. That'd be a more realistic name. Hey, you know,
I've seen
it's a political statement.
Did you know there's a giant anthill underneath most of California?
Underneath California?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's like a huge colony.
So what's going on with that?
That's why we get so many ants up here, too.
They're coming up, just like the people. The motherfuckers moving up here from California, taking all of our good property.
And have you seen them drive?
Ants?
Yeah.
Dude, my aunt can't drive worth a shit.
California drivers.
Oh, I thought you meant ants.
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh. I don't know if you're talking about true stuff or if you're just making stuff up right now.
Well, neither do I.
Ants are invading from California.
Not uncles. Ants.
What about the killer bees? You remember that?
Yeah, they were Africanized.
They was coming. No, they were killer.
Yeah.
They're going to fucking kill you, man. Yeah. I mean, they're not fucking joking around about that shit.
That was bad.
Like, they're coming up here, you know. They're in, what's the guy on the...
Is this recently they're coming?
Oh, the guy on the fucking news, what'd he say? They're in Ecuador.
That was a good imitation.
That fucking guy.
Yeah. I remember that. That was like the late 70s or 80s, early 80s when the crazy fucking killer bees were coming around. Is that when... You don't remember?
No, I was
before your time?
Young then, yeah.
I remember that very well, my friend.
They had shows about it on TV and shit.
Yeah. It was a big deal.
I barely remember the St. Helens...
You know, that was the 80s.
Early memory for me.
Oh, St. Helens.
Yeah,
I heard about that on the radio.
Yeah.
I went up to Portland like 2 days after that happened. There was still ash falling on our... We saved a jar full of volcanic ash. But I don't even know what happened to it. Probably worth money now. Spirit Mountain. Wait, what?
that place erupted.
We had a cousin over here that was, you know, I got the cousins over here. We had a cousin over here that was attending a trade college to be a plumber. And he was over here at the time, and he sent my mom a big sandwich bag full of this ash from Mount St. Helens.
Wow.
Mm. I remember being absolutely blown away, you know.
Yeah.
This is
thinking about, because it made, it was a big deal, you know, a big volcano blows its top in the United States, and people start freaking out.
End of the world coming.
How about that?
Yeah.
We're talking about the world.
There was even ash around here, right? Wasn't there?
Ash?
Yeah.
Clear down here? Well, I don't know. They said that some of the wind actually carried it over to other states and shit, I believe.
Yeah.
But
Well, this is another state, isn't it?
I heard that it blew really far south. Like, it came down south, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we are in Oregon, aren't we? That was in St. Helens, Washington.
Yeah.
I'm fucked up on drugs.
Is that right? When's that going to explode again? Do they know?
Do they
2012.
Know?
That's what's going to end the world December 21st. Yep.
Is that really what's going to end the world?
I don't believe the world's ending.
Everything's going to explode in December of 2012.
That is true. So you think that is the end?
Yeah, your fucking computer, your fucking blow dryer. All that shit.
That would be great.
Blow up. You're not gonna be able to go down and get any gel.
Are they gonna take over though? Or are the machines gonna take over?
Oh, about machines taking over. I mean, come on.
Like all of a sudden your hair dryer is gonna start walking around.
I highly doubt that.
My hair dryer doesn't even have legs.
To use the popular nomenclature at this particular table, I highly doubt that.
You're going out on a limb right now, Dustin. I don't know.
I am going out on a limb.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
All right. So lately there's been a lot of news, apparently, as I stand in front of the mini-mart.
Yeah.
Looking at the faces of the local newspapers. A lot of teachers, especially women, from what I've noticed, are getting busted for fooling around with students.
Oh, really? That happened in Albany, yeah.
It happened in Albany. Yeah. And I've been here for a little while now. I also saw in the local paper that it happened in Sweet Home.
Mm-hmm.
It happened in Corvallis. And I think there might have been one in Scio. Or as I thought it said on the sign when I was walking north, SC10.
Yeah. My friend Pat Wambacher grew up in SC10, and he used to always call it that until he realized that it was actually Scio. But why weren't the teachers doing that shit when we were growing up? I didn't have no...
That was exactly my thought. I don't know, we're not good enough? If I'd heard about something like that, I could have, in high school, I could have scraped together a bottle of Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
And some carnations.
Strawberry.
And I know what time school gets out. Just, you know, roll down and, you know, hey, I know I don't have your class, but, you know. Just in case you ever want to be classless, give me a call.
Yeah. Come on down. We'll study.
Brought a little offering, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something for you.
Hey, Mrs. Smith, could you come down and help me study?
My goodness.
I got a bottle of Boone's
Farm. No, I know. I work with a kid who said that he went to school a while ago, but he said that he knew her from school. And I was like, well, did that go on? He's like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, she sucked my dick. That's what he said. No, I had a friend who had...
Well, I'm actually hard of hearing, and he said something, and then I really wasn't that too interested enough to ask him what he said again.
Right.
I tell you what, you know, if I, you know, when I see that kind of thing in the news, I tend to wonder, you know, for the one or two that you hear about a month, how many thousands
go on
of dudes are out there that, you know, aren't saying nothing about it because it's one of the, you know, one of the best things that ever fucking happened to them, you know. So,
yeah.
There was a rumor, you know, and I never investigated it, when I was in school, at my school, that one of the math teachers knocked up one of the students at one point and was pretty much forced to marry her.
This is starting to get weird.
Did she get an A?
No. I mean, he was forced to marry her, so I'm sure he flunked her.
Flunk you.
We just went from a funny article in Hustler to an episode of Dateline.
Yes. Hi. I'm Chris Hansen.
I was hoping not to cross that line.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen. What are you doing here with a pack of rubbers and a six-pack?
I was under the impression we were not here to discuss the seriousness of issues.
Well, you never know where things might turn here at the TagCast podcast.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he'll know not to come back again. He'll say, man, those guys are weirdos. All of a sudden, we're having fun. Next thing I know, they're talking about child molestation.
I was going to make this part
of
my summer out.
I mean, she was probably 17, you know. I mean,
What?
You haven't heard that Winger song? She's only 17. You know, it was acceptable back then, right? You know? Could they get away with that song these days, you think?
Kip Winger? Yeah, he could get away with anything.
You think that song would fly these days?
Have you seen that guy pirouette in that video?
If Justin Bieber was to play that song,
yeah,
it would be accepted worldwide.
Yes.
That is true.
Nobody would have two things to say about him.
Great point.
Now maybe we should
tell him. I think anything he did, though, would be accepted worldwide. So what should he do to get accepted worldwide to help everybody? Shouldn't he use that as a social responsibility?
Kid's a household name. I can't wait to watch him fall apart. I can only dream to live long enough to watch Justin Bieber go down in a plane with cocaine in his system like Ricky Nelson did.
But before, you know, shouldn't it be his social responsibility to change the world in some way for the good of the dudes? You know, like
Justin Bieber.
If Justin Bieber has a responsibility to any of our brothers anywhere, it's to quit cutting his fucking hair like that and encouraging these
exactly.
kids.
See,
I tell you
there
what,
we
man.
Go.
You,
that's what I'm talking about.
You head down to the corner market on a summer day, and there's a young man on a skateboard with a goddamn winter hat, barely hanging off the back of his fucking cranium.
Like a three Sammy hat?
It's like a like he's he a like he's a fucking Sammies. Smurf or something.
He can fit
it's
just three a, Sammies underneath. It, there.
It's just hanging there. It's like, yeah. Man, it's I'm sorry, my friend, but it's 85 degrees outside. You know? And your bangs aren't.
Well, that's
making
what
up
I'm talking
your,
about. Maybe he there. Like you know, he needs to go around and tell people not to cut their hair like that. And everybody will listen, and so we don't have to.
I think he's setting a bad example.
He is.
I mean,
yeah.
But he'd rather do commercials for fucking Take Away Your Pimples product than he would go around and try to fucking fix the damage he's done.
Yeah,
you know? That is true. That is true.
And you know you're going to hear a horror story. Years down the road, there's going to be some stylist who comes out and says, yeah, you know, I actually invented that haircut.
It's called the
I
Bieber.
I did it to him. Yeah, yeah. It was the Bieber. Yeah. And we were going to the Grammys and fucking he's like, I need something new. And I was like, you know, you look like shit because he'd been up on heroin all night.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. Fucking
at the Viper Room.
Shooting acid into his urethra or whatever the hell that kid does to maintain the illusion. But
that probably goes on somewhere.
We're going to hear later that it was a fucking mistake.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like that fucking guy from Warrant that killed himself.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's like, I fucking wish I never would have written that song. Some fucking stylist somewhere is going to blow her or his, you know,
yeah,
blow their brains out, right? Yeah. And say, I wish I never fucking created that haircut, man.
This always comes back to haunt me.
Yeah. And it always comes back to Warrant.
Well, that's your legacy. That's the Warrant. Path you chose, my friend.
Yeah.
That's what you're headed for. Just a warning to you.
Just go ahead and kill yourself now.
If you're listening, you know.
Dude,
you heard it.
The dude from Warren.
What is the ultimate like power ballad?
Is there one?
It's more the feeling.
That's what I'm asking.
That's a tough choice.
Like, well, okay. Let's break it down here.
Is there like a time frame?
I'm going to say you got to get into genres if you want to talk about power ballad. I mean, are we talking hair metal? Are we getting into are we getting into some of that Pantera? What are we getting into there?
No, I'd go like hair metal.
Are we talking
that's
about?
I'm thinking
are we talking about Kiss's Beth?
Yeah, or Home Sweet Home.
If you consider that hair metal
by Motley Crue.
Oh, Home Sweet Home.
Home Sweet Home.
That's
or,
a pretty hardcore ballad.
God bless
Cinderella's. Don't know
there
what you got until it's gone.
Yes, he's nothing but a Steve Tyler ripoff, isn't he?
Really?
I don't know. I thought Cinderella was kind of like a little mini Aerosmith.
Maybe.
I personally like Cinderella. And if there was a chance, if there was a chance that I were to ever get asked to sing in a band,
yeah,
I might emulate a little bit of Cinderella.
Wow.
in my vocals there. I might.
He started a car dealership down in Eugene. Kiefer Kia. Tom Kiefer Kia.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think it's his uncle, Tom Kiefer.
Don't know what you got. Till it's gone.
Love those guys. Remember that song Hell on Wheels? Man, that was so rocking. Like, first song off side two. Listen to me on the record. Just listen to the record and turn on side two. And it's like, oh, we're really rockers, actually. We might have poofy hair and sing power ballads, but we can rock it, too.
Oh, you got the Faster Pussycat, the House of Pain or whatever, right?
Huh?
That song?
House of Pain. I don't know a lot of Faster Pussycat.
Isn't that, they play it on the radio on the noon rockography. I hear it at work.
I bought a book when I was a young man to learn how to play the guitar.
Yeah, you did?
I did. And it had Faster Pussycat, Guns N' Roses, Cinderella, The Vinnie Vincent Invasion.
I saw those guys with Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
And Skid Row. And this book, it was Tab. I had never done the fucking tablature before, man.
Uh-huh.
Blew my mind. It was absolutely incredible.
You're like, wow, I can play this song now.
But I learned how to play all those songs, and I would play them for my friends, you know, and everybody thought it was great.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'll never forget those days. However, I look back, and, you know, I threw that book away. I wish I never would have thrown it away. Yeah. I had all kinds of notes in there. I like, messed the thing up with a pen, like, fuck, man, I've heard this chord progression before. I spin in another song, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
I love that, looking back, you know, learning how to play guitar and whatnot. We were talking about that. I don't remember who it was, but, fond memories of growing up with musical instruments laying around the house and getting to go to my cousin's house and play the drums. And
yeah.
It's just weird. Like, I don't know, when I was a kid, I guess it was because I saw so much live music and stuff that I just kind of would sit down the drums and I could just play them for some reason and then just play the guitar. And
yeah,
just music's pretty awesome. To if you got kids out there, you guys, let your kids play music because it's a great, great thing.
Let them do their art thing.
Art. Artists are wimps.
I let all of my kids play music because I don't know who any of them are, and I ignore all the letters I get at the VA office from their mothers. So
it's like I always say, I love kids and everything, but I fucking hate kids. Especially my own.
I can only hope
sorry,
that,
kids.
That their mothers have the time to let them explore music.
Yeah,
it's great.
So maybe we could get together and jam sometime.
So huge part of my life.
You had a lot of encounters back there in Boston, the fuzzy memories.
I went to a lot of great shows, you know. And
yeah.
There was, there was always good times to be had, you know. A lot of times, you know, back in those days, security wasn't so tight, so you could go out to a show and just spend the whole fucking time in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just hanging out in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get your buddy's car and you're just hanging out in the parking lot. You're cracking beers. You
crank up the stereo.
Yeah, you crank up the fucking stereo. And, you know, a lot of times heavy partying go down when the opener's on, you know.
Yeah.
And then when the headliner came on, the parking lot would just go fucking silent. Everybody would turn off the stereos and shit, and just hang out in the fucking parking lot. I heard the Allman Brothers twice in parking lots, and
wow.
It was it was a great experience because it just sounds, you know, you're not in there. It's coming out of a big stadium, but you can still hear it. It's bouncing off the buildings, you know.
Still sounds, you know, good.
The parking lot was a scene, though, man. You know?
It reminds me of that parking lot movie about Judas Priest and all the metalheads in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
I did. I saw that.
That was a good flick.
That was fantastic.
Short little movie.
I can honestly say I never fucking dressed like that. You know, I was more of a blue jeans and a black t-shirt guy.
You come out just drunk as fuck, crazy with no shirt on, going, yeah!
These days, however, I find myself infatuated with cargo shorts because they seem to be the best bet.
They're so comfortable.
Yeah. They are, and they got plenty of pockets.
Yeah. Yep. Keep
That's
all your
true.
Shit in them.
Yeah.
I got so many pockets on all my jackets. I'm fucking looking for shit always. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. What's one of my pockets?
I know.
Yeah, you got to get yourself a fucking pocket set.
I need a merch.
You got to draw
what about
the line.
A fanny pack?
Don't allow variables. Just get yourself a fucking pocket set, man.
What's that?
You got your fucking, what you got? You got your keys.
Uh-huh.
You got your knife. You got your fucking crack pipe.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got your wallet.
Yep.
You got your hair and wig. Sorry, heroin.
You call it heroin out here, too.
You got your fucking heroin rig, right?
Yeah.
And you got your, you get your fucking spare change.
Emergency rape kit.
You got your dirty needle to threaten a cop with,
Yeah.
It's always pointed up in your pocket.
Yeah.
I carry all that
stuff.
Do you
got anything in your pocket that's going to injure me or possibly give me the hepatitis C?
Yes.
No, sir, I do not.
An AIDS needle.
So you always want to keep that in the air. And be aware of it when you start rolling around with, some ladies of the night.
Yeah.
So you don't get pricked with it.
But you got to come up with a pocket set. So, you always have these particular 24 items in your pocket at all times.
Could I, where
everything is.
And it always has to be in the same pocket. So you gotta
always have it there.
Could I substitute one of those old recliner remote caddy things and just clip that like on the side of my belt with
multiple remote
It'd
be like
pockets.
A tool belt, but it just have like what? Random shit. Yeah.
I question the impact that is going to have on your back over the years. Your hips. I'm.
That is true.
I'm worried about your pelvis.
A part time wear at best.
You're not just like a little Indian anymore.
Yeah, that is true.
You're old, Kimosabi. Yep.
Dust and old bones.
Old bony. So what's your next plan there, Barry? What's your name? Barry.
You got any plugs?
I forgot his last name already. Are you going
to
go back east? You going
to
stick around in the northwest? Or
I think I'm going to stick around. I think what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to put enough money together for a fucking plane ticket.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to cruise down to Hawaii, possibly the island of Maui.
I think if you want to cruise, though, you want to get on a boat, not a plane.
No, I mean go. I'm fucking going. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're jumping on a plane.
So a one-way ticket down there is only it's only going to run you about fucking $600.
Wow.
And you can just live
economical.
On the beach then, right?
You can live on the beach. You can crap in the open.
That's good.
You can bury it in the sand.
So you could pretty much just go down there and loaf?
That's correct, my friend.
Wow, that sounds like the life, doesn't it?
It's called a beach bum. You surf a lot?
Nope.
Fish?
No. I realize
Being
everything
sharp,
is
scary
everything
you?
Is more expensive down there, but there's a cost of living consideration, even for panhandlers.
Yeah.
So,
I hear over there, though, that your spam email is your good email.
It is your good email.
Yeah. They love spam.
That's one of the reasons I'm going down there. I mean, I got two cans of spam right here.
Get ready to pull them out.
Wow, dude, that is pretty fucking crazy.
Do you got any pineapple in the fridge?
I do, actually.
You can pick the pineapple right off of the pineapple bush.
Yeah, I got a pineapple tree in the back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Up here?
Yep.
Is it doing anything? Or was
no, it's not.
Just totally dead.
Yeah. Nothing. Well, what it is I cut off the top of a pineapple and I kind of buried it in the ground about an inch.
Yeah. This is like some green things.
Yeah, it's been like
what's
2 years and
whenever I'm in one place for an extended period of time, I do that with cup of noodle. Never works out.
You just plant it?
Just plant a cup of noodle and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Jack and the Beanstalk. You're like,
at least a carrot or some peas.
I knew Jack and the Beanstalk. He used to work on the corner down by the Ash Street Saloon.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was only $15, and you could watch him Jack the Beanstalk. Crazy. He was a brilliant, brilliant guitar player.
He's Jack the Beanstalk, huh?
He would, yeah. That's weird. It was $15 to see it, $25 to climb it.
Well, that's a pretty good deal, actually, if you think about it.
You know, I mean, entertainment.
If you're into that sort of thing.
The value of your entertainment dollars these days.
Just don't ask him for the golden goose.
Man. I heard he goes deep on that one. It's the golden goose. Hey, we should give a quick shout-out to this little calendar that we got.
Oh, yeah.
We've just been yakking away and having a good time here. If you're ever looking for something fun to do, you want to find out where the music and comedy might be going on, go to WVMP.org to find out what's going on. Bands, promoters, add your events. WVMP.org. And that's pretty good background music, guys. I love it. So thanks for that sound bed. And yeah, go to WVMP.org and you can check out the calendar of events. Add your events. That has been your rock calendar. We're going to have an extended version. No, that wasn't a calendar. That was just a website.
Yeah, but check that site out. You know, bands can go there and I'll throw up a link to venues if they want me to throw up a link to their calendar and stuff. And
there's a thing you can click on actually on the calendar. You can add your venue. So if any venue,
really?
Didn't you see that? Or I thought you set up the webpage.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant on the actual calendar part. Sorry.
Well, no, on the side it says add your venue.
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell you, fellas, how much of a great fucking time I've had here.
I would love to have you back if you ever stroll back this way,
I would love to make
Barry.
It back if,
on your mini walks.
If I know I got a couch,
Yeah, and if we can afford to come pick you up wherever you might be wandering.
We can at least hire a homeless woman to hit me with the hose in the backyard.
You can put some bath salts in a bucket and get the rest of those feet.
Soak his feet in bath salts?
I have to
You're
admit,
walking all over,
we
right?
We really should have talked about my feet. That's a fucking horror show.
Those things are getting crusted up, ain't they?
I do. Yeah. And you know what most people don't realize about walking all over the fucking place, being a professional drunk, is that there is a lot of wear and tear on your footwear.
One pair of Birkenstocks just don't cut it after a while.
Is Big Five one of your fucking sponsors? Because I would love it. If I could get in on some of that action,
not.
Can you imagine even with some kind of discount or something?
Yeah.
You'd
you
got
to
really
find
well
a way to, like, resole your shoes or something out of beer cans.
That's an excellent idea. See, now this guy, he thinks about the environment at the same time of improving your lifestyle.
Tried it?
How'd it work out?
I got a fucking massive infection.
Ouch, and you didn't have a tetanus injection on you.
Oh, he probably had. You haven't had insurance for years.
I'm a caddy.
I'm a fucking voter Republican all the way through the 80s, man. You know, I'm reaping what I sow.
Oh, thanks a lot for that. He fucked us.
Yeah.
He voted Republican. If you want to fuck your friends, just vote Republican. But we won't get into that because that's politically driven. Yeah.
Hey, look, I dug my own fucking hole. I'm enjoying my life.
Hey, there you go.
I bet that hurt a little bit.
That's right.
So you're heading to Maui is your next move, right?
I would love to do that, but I might just stay up here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest.
Yes, it's very
right on the Pacific Ocean.
For about another 2 or 3 months at least, because
Yeah.
I mean, you know, why not enjoy the summer somewhere where it's real nice and fucking mild? And you go, the great thing about the Northwest is you go into Portland, you go into Seattle. I mean, shit, you can go as far as Boise. And in the deep heat of the summer.
Yeah.
The fucking, you know, that pissy smell that you get in the city.
Yeah.
You know, it's all over. You can't deny it.
Yeah.
It's far sweeter on the West Coast.
Oh, yes. The urine is very sweeter over here.
It's far sweeter. It's not. It's mild.
Yeah.
You get over it in two,
it's not like
weeks.
That New York urine.
Yeah. You know, you're not coughing all night.
That shit stings your eyes and shit out there on the
American.
East Coast. Yeah. Well, yeah, before you head out to Hawaii, we'll have you back on the show. And thanks
for
coming
down. I'd love to come back.
We like having different cultures come in. This is our first out-of-state guest. And
it is.
We enjoy all the culture that we've learned today.
Good. So I was under the impression that you gentlemen were willing to get me retarded before we left here today.
Yeah, we're going to take care of that as
soon
as we wrap up.
Whatever you got, I really appreciate it.
We got two cases of Summer Grifter.
Yeah.
And we have some bath salts.
And I'm sleeping over at Grand Prairie Park tonight.
Sweet.
If anybody would like to come check it out,
I'll be ducks,
right behind the third tree from the fucking streetlight.
Yep. I know exactly where that is.
Yeah,
that's a nice spread right
that's
there.
My MO. Yeah, you ever want to find me? You know, I might be in your neighborhood.
Yeah,
you might pee.
Just
in
go
your
to the third rock from the third
tree from the streetlight.
it's either going to be a rock or
there
a tree.
You feel that.
We've already got him slightly retarded now.
I brought my own retardation today. Thank you very much. This isn't a high-budget affair, apparently.
No.
In fact, I felt like I had to fucking say something for crying out loud.
I know, really. Yeah. All right, well, that'll wrap it up then. This has been episode 11 of the TagCast podcast. We hope you learned something while listening today, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Started the song in the wrong place.
Uh-oh.
All right, thanks for listening, you guys. Tell your friends. Go rate us on iTunes.
TagCastPodcast.com.
That's right. Donate us a dollar. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Don't do cocaine. Meth is better for you.
Rock on.
And better.
Barry.
Are you going to spill it all over the mix?
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.